Ecumenism and End Time Prophecy by William Bomer, read by Dylan King. Would you sacrifice truth in order to have unity? The psalmist wrote, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Psalm 133 and verse 1. The Apostle Paul hoped for a time when we all come to the unity of the faith. Ephesians 4 verse 13. So, what does Bible prophecy reveal about modern efforts toward church unity? What are the implications of unity among those who profess Christ? By faith alone? Consider one of the fundamental disputes that spurred the Protestant Reformation nearly 500 years ago, the Protestant doctrine of sola fide, salvation by faith alone, spurred Martin Luther to break away from Rome to protest what he called an incorrect emphasis on the role of human works in salvation. So firm was Luther's belief in sola fide that his German translation of Romans 3, verse 28, inserted deliberately a word not supported by the original Greek. In the New King James Version, we read the translation, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." Luther's translation added the word alone after faith to support his belief that salvation is by faith alone. But what about, "I will show you my faith by my works," that we read in James 2 in verse 18? Luther rejected the entire book of James as an epistle of straw. Given this history, it is no wonder that many were startled by the 1999 Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification between Roman Catholic and Lutheran leaders, which stated, quote, "By grace alone, in faith in Christ's saving work, and not because of any merit on our part, we are accepted by God and receive the Holy Spirit, who renews our hearts while equipping and calling us to good works," end quote. The implications of "by faith alone" had for centuries caused a breach between Roman Catholics and Lutherans. With the controversial 1999 Joint Declaration, the dispute was resolved, but very little practical unity between Lutherans and Rome has been achieved. Many were thus startled in July when Pope Francis reached out to Anglican Bishop Tony Palmer, a Pentecostal friend with whom he had engaged in ecumenical communications. Francis further startled the Roman Church last July with his surprise visit to speak at a Pentecostal church in Caserta, Italy, where he called the congregants his brothers to the dismay of many traditional Catholics. Luther's protest is over. Bishop Palmer, who has since died in a motorcycle accident, stunned the Christian world earlier this year when he presented Francis' message at a gathering led by Pentecostal evangelist Kenneth Copeland. In his message, Palmer proclaimed the importance of ecumenism. Citing the 1999 document, he asked his Protestant audience, quote, "Brothers and sisters, Luther's protest is over. Is yours?" end quote. The Roman Church has long sought unity with those it considers separated brethren. From Scripture, we understand that the daughter churches that have sprung from Rome will reunite with their mother church before Jesus Christ returns. Isaiah 47 verses 1 through 11 and Revelation 17 verse 5. That church will, for a brief time, be a great power on the world scene, influencing a revived Roman Empire led from Europe that will dominate the world economy and impel billions to submit to its leadership. But how will that unity be achieved? Will millions convert en masse, taking up Roman Catholic doctrines as their own, following the example of many Anglicans who have recently returned to Rome? Or will Rome speed the process by compromising on long-held doctrinal differences, as in its joint declaration with Lutheran leaders? Time will tell. One point is clear. Unity is coming, so true Christians need to be sure of what they believe and must not give up the truth in the name of some kind of feel-good unity. Will you be ready when the prophesied end-time ecumenism reaches out to you? Will you be able to resist? You need to be ready to act on your faith. To read more about this vital topic, request our free booklet on Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. You can request it at tomorrowsworld.org or write in to one of our regional addresses. This booklet is always free and is available on audio CD.